Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going a little north to talk to Sharon Winterbore. And good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning.
Well, a lot of people will know when we talk to Sharon, when we talk to you, we're going to talk about Country Players because you've been working with them for a long time, Sharon.
Yes, I have, over 30 years.
Wow, I wouldn't even have guessed that long. Very good for you, because it takes that leadership to keep things going. So, Sharon, you've got something happening right away that we want people to know about and put on their calendars.
Okay, our community theater is holding a fundraiser this coming weekend, Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th. Saturday, the performance starts at 7, and on Sunday, the performance starts at 2. And we are doing this because of, as multiple other people, due to COVID, for 2 years, we were unable to do any type of performances. And consequently, our treasury declined, and we need to bring it back up to snuff so we can do our next dinner theater coming up in 2022.
Okay, where is all this happening, Sharon?
Okay, our fundraiser is called Once Upon a Time, and it's taking place at the Ottoman High School Saturday, August 28th at 7, and Sunday, August 29th at 2.
So you talked about, you know, in the future that we're going to talk more about that, the play and the dinner. What all is involved in this program on Saturday and Sunday?
We're celebrating Country Players' long history in Audubon County, kind of showcasing some of the past productions that we have done. Our first act resurrects a song from each of the musicals that we have performed. Act two is a performance of the one-act play, The Man in the Bowler Hat, which was Country Players' very first production back in 1977. And Act Three puts our local talent center stage. They represent some of Country Players' summertime activities, which made their debut in 1982.
This sounds fascinating, Sharon. You know, we always want to look to the future, but what fun it is to look to the past. And picking out those songs from the musicals, what were some of those?
Some of our musicals were Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which was our very first one back in 1990. Then we went on and have done Hello Dolly, State Fair, Music Man, Mary Poppins, to name a few.
Yes, those are all favorites of many people. And we'll bring back some great memories. So that's great. And then you're going back to the very first one-act play you did.
That's correct.
Wow.
That is correct. This was performed in the barn at our Nathaniel Hamlin Park. And so we didn't even have a stage, per se.
Yes. It starts off like that sometimes. And do you have any of the same people playing the parts?
Yes, we do. For instance, in The Man in the Bowler Hat, two of the original cast members are going to be a part of this production. And in each of our musicals, we have past cast members that are stepping up and doing their roles again.
Wow. Again, this all has to bring back memories for those who come to see it, but also all of you folks who've given your time and energy to perform. It's. I'm thinking you probably have had some good stories to tell.
Oh, yes. every production has its own little issues that take place during rehearsals, mm-hmm. et cetera. And so those are always kind of fun to remember and rehash, and some of the nicknames some of the characters have gotten, and
yeah, et cetera. Great fun. So then you mentioned another part of this is our individuals with talent, and this has to be one of the inspirational things that you do, Sharon, is there's so much talent out there.
Oh, Audubon County really has a multitude of talented people, not only on stage, but those that are working backstage with, like, painting our sets and doing our programs and our tickets and all of that. Without all of these volunteers stepping forth year after year, we wouldn't still be continuing 44 years later doing our production. So we say thank you to our community and everyone that is willing to lend a hand in some way.
And so folks have to step up to come see all of this hard work. And we'll remind people here in a little bit of when that is, because it's right around the corner. So let's talk a little bit about, as you're looking ahead, you're going to get enough money now to go ahead with your dinner. Tell us a bit about how that's all going to go.
Yes. We have already chosen our next dinner theater, which is Death by Chocolate. And we're looking forward to producing this show in April. And again, it will be performed at the high school. Ticket prices and dates haven't been set in stone yet, but we're already in the process of trying to procure cast members for this production. And that's already in the works. And our director is Sandy Nissen and Bill Fankel. Or directors, I guess I should say. And we're looking forward to being able to continue with what we all love doing.
Yes. So where does the script, all the instructions, all of the directions, how do you get that for a play?
Basically, we always try to do a comedy here because that seems to be the best or the most well received within our community. And it's right now in today's technology area, we just go online and read synopses of different plays, and they're listed under comedies or dramas or musicals or whatever. And then we get a perusal copy to read to see if we like the whole play, and if we have the right people that we feel we can cast in the different roles. So it's a little bit of a process.
But they're not free, are they?
Oh, no. there's so much for playbooks, and there's so much for royalties, and I think people would be very surprised if they knew the exact dollar amount that it takes to put on a production, especially a dinner theater, so, with the meal and everything.
So that's one of the reasons you need to gather in a little money.
That's correct. Yeah. That is very correct.
And I think you... go ahead.
Like I said, with COVID taking 2 years out of our budget of, income, we are, trying to get our feet back on the ground and keep going strong.
Yeah. I'm sure that most of us who are not involved with this have no idea, not only the funds, but all of that work. You mentioned the background work, all of that work that goes on to put a production together, and so much time by all of those volunteers. So do you ever have actors or singers or talent from someplace other than Audubon County?
Oh, yes. We have had both actors and singers from the surrounding area. We've had them from Atlantic, from Exira, Elkhorn, Manning, et cetera. So they aren't just Audubon.
Well, and many of these other places around you don't offer this opportunity. For folks that love this, it's a great opportunity. So, Sharon, remind us of coming right up.
Okay. Our fundraiser is Once Upon a Time, showcasing our history, and it is on Saturday, August 28th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, August 29th at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the door, and it is in the high school auditorium.
And did we say ticket price?
$10 are the tickets.
Okay, very good. great time for getting some great entertainment from people you know. So we want to thank you very much, Sharon Winterbore, not only for our visit today, but for those 30 years of work to get all of this done.
Okay, thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. Originality is not doing something no one else has ever done, but doing what has been done with new life.